It's time to get into the kitchen. Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Vaselli each week is with Chef Tony. This week, we're going to Houston. It's Tex-Mex time.
Welcome to Game Day Grub, presented by Tico People's Gas. We are at a beautiful Dreamfinders Homes model right here in Longfield Preserve. It's a natural gas community, and we're cooking up some Vaselli family favorites, right?
This is definitely by far my favorite Mexican recipe. I love it.
We eat Mexican how often?
It's definitely a staple in the Vaselli household.
All right, and you're making everything better.
Well, you know, it's nice to enhance family favorites, because what we want to show them is that you don't have to be bound by a recipe, that you can let your imagination and your palate work. Well, you know, the creativity just happens.
Help me. What do we got? Let's go.
We were told enchiladas today, right? And I said, ma'am, why not make this just a little bit simpler, a little bit faster to the table? Let's do enchilada stacks. And that's what we're going to go after today. So let's turn to our stovetop. If you'll bring along our tomato products with us, and Angie, the chili right here.
I know my job.
And look right here. I already have some onions and garlic sauteing off. Go ahead and pour our tomatoes in there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a can of fire roasted tomatoes, right? So and then go ahead and the tomato sauce, pour it right on in.
Welcome.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, this is one of our favorite products, too. Now, again, this natural gas just keeps working well for our cooking applications.
Nice.
It's so much better than what I have at my house, to be honest with you. I love to come into these Dreamfinders homes and cook on the natural gas, and it was wonderful to know that Tico provides gas not just at the Dreamfinders home, but throughout the city as well. It's a great product that they have, and I look forward to cooking in many of their kitchens where they provide it. Oh, go put our chili in it. Yep.
You said about two tablespoons.
Oh, yeah, why not? Oh, and now we're going to mix this up. So we're going to let this simmer over this even heat. Right, we're not going to have any extraneous gas flames or gas smells coming off of this, because natural gas burns very cleanly.
Smell is good food.
And that's all we want to smell, right?
Yes.
So we'll let this simmer down and thicken up for about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll take it over to the blender and get ready to build our enchilada stacks.
Perfect.
Now that we have our sauce blended up, what I want you to do is we're going to add these black beans and corn right into it.
Perfect.
And then we have some chicken here we're going to add right to it as well. I'll pour that
in
for
you. And you said you can get any kind of chicken.
Rotisserie chicken, you know, the pre-made cooked chicken in the meat department. Anything that's there,
that's
convenient, right? Just make sure it's a product that your family enjoys, as opposed to just something that you're going to make them eat.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, because it is family time at the dinner table. So once this gets mixed up, you're going to take a spoon. That's good enough for me.
Okay.
Because watch, as you spoon it up, it's going to happen. We're going to lay it on top of our tortilla shell. I'm going to put a little bit of cheese.
Awesome.
We're going to do it again.
Layer.
And just keep flattening it. Each time it builds, just keep trying to flatten it a little bit more.
Okay.
Until you have a really tall cake. And then we'll go about four levels high. So we got, this is our third level here.
Now I know why we put sauce on the bottom. Get it some grip.
This is so fun.
Right? Family time cooking.
Yes.
Right around an easily prepared meal. You know, this is what football season, this is what Jaguars, this is what the Vaselli's are all about,
right?
We're
all
awesome. We're going to put a little cheese on top just so that doesn't burn. And then we'll put this in an oven, 350 degrees until the cheese is melted. And we have our enchilada stack.
Yummy!
For the full chicken enchilada stacks recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking.